This is poster 35, Resistance and Pharmacokinetic Pharmacodynamic Analyses of GS1720, a once-weekly oral integrase strand transfer inhibitor. My name is Bree Falkard. I'm the presenting author. I'm a senior research scientist at Gilead Sciences in Foster City, California. Adherence to HIV-1 treatment reduces the risk of virologic failure, yet it can be challenging. And an unmet need is for the development of long-acting antiretroviral therapies. GS1720 is an oral integrase strand transfer inhibitor, or INSTI, with potent anti-HIV-1 activity and a median half-life of 9.3 days, which is supportive of once-weekly dosing. In a phase 1b study in people living with HIV, treatment with GS1720 resulted in a mean decline in HIV-1 RNA from baseline to day 11 of greater than 2 log copies per ml in 3 out of the 4 cohorts treated with GS1720. There was a 1.74 log copy decline in HIV-1 RNA observed in the lowest dose cohort. The objective of this poster was to assess GS1720 resistance, pharmacokinetic and pharmacodynamic analyses from this phase 1b study. The phase 1b open-label multi-cohort sub-study enrolled participants with detectable HIV-1 RNA in 4 cohorts, each with 7 participants. As shown in figure 1, oral GS1720 was administered on day 1 and day 2, and on day 11, participants were switched to bictegravir, emtricitabine, tenofovir, allafenamine, or an alternative standard of care. Participants were tested for genotypic and phenotypic integrase resistance at baseline, day 11, and during the follow-up period if participants qualified as suboptimal virologic response. Baseline characteristics of the 28 enrolled participants are shown in Table 1, with a median age of 33 years and 10.7% female. One participant in the lowest dose cohort of 30 milligrams had a virologic rebound during the monotherapy period. This participant achieved a maximum reduction in HIV-1 RNA of negative 1.11 log copies per ml on day 7. The HIV-1 RNA subsequently increased to a negative 0.26 log copies reduction from baseline by day 11. This participant did not have any detectable INSTI resistance-associated mutations or a phenotypic change to license INSTIs at day 11. This participant also suppressed to lower than 50 copies per mil after switching to BF-TAF. By day 60 of the follow-up period, 24 of 27 participants had HIV-1 RNA less than 50 copies per mil. The 3 participants who did not reach HIV-1 RNA less than 50 copies included 1 participant in the 150 mg cohort and 2 participants in the 450 mg cohort. All participants had considerable viral load decrease from baseline. All participants were phenotypically susceptible to GS1720 and INSTIs at baseline. Table 2 shows that no primary INSTI resistance-associated mutations, or RAMs, were observed. In all 4 cohorts, there were no primary resistance-associated mutations in integrase at baseline, day 11, or in participants who qualified for follow-up resistance testing while on BF-TAF. Table 3 shows that secondary INSTI RAMs were detected but had no impact on phenotypic sensitivity. At baseline, 5 participants in the 30 mg cohort, 3 participants in the 450 mg cohort, and 2 participants in the 900 mg cohort had secondary mutations in integrase. At day 11, we found no cases of treatment-emergent resistance to the INSTI class after monotherapy dosing. Also, no treatment-emergent resistance for those with suboptimal virologic response, as presented in Tables 2 and 3. Participants with secondary resistance-associated mutations in integrase at day 11 were also present at baseline. Table 4 shows the mean GS1720 concentrations at day 11 and HIV-1 RNA reductions from baseline to day 11. At day 11, participants with GS1720 concentrations above the 2-fold inhibitory quotient showed robust antiviral activity of at least 1.5 log copies per mil reduction in HIV-1 RNA from baseline, and this association is shown in Figure 2. In conclusion, no observed cases of emergent integrase resistance was observed after GS1720 monotherapy treatment in this Phase 1b proof-of-concept study. GS1720 showed robust antiviral activity at day 11 with concentrations above IQ2. The pharmacokinetic pharmacodynamics data and the lack of observed resistance shown here support further clinical development of GS1720 for the treatment of HIV-1.